Welcome to the program. We are in Judges chapter 9, where today the focus goes on Abimelech. Have your Bible ready if you can. We have seen in our study that during the time of the judges, they were living in a period when there was no spiritual leadership in the land, or at least there wasn't anybody they were going to listen to, and everybody did that which was right in their own eyes. However, through all the slush that we see recorded in the book of Judges, there's a bright spot, and that is that God always has a remnant. Ruth, the book of Ruth begins in Ruth 1 and verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled. And we have this beautiful love story in the book of Ruth, when there was no spiritual leadership, when most were doing that which is right in their own eyes, God always has a remnant. And Isaiah said he thanked God for the very small remnant, or they would have been as Sodom and they would have been as Gomorrah. Then also another thing we can notice at this time is that Samuel had to be on the scene at that time. God always has a prophet. God always has someone to tell them what they should be doing according to Scripture. In 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse number 1, it says, "It came to pass when Samuel was old." Now Samuel had to be God's prophet during the judges, and by the time we get to 1 Samuel, we see that he was old. God always has a prophet in an age of apostasy, as he does today. However, like the book of Judges, very few people are listening to those who are standing true to the word of God. We could say with Paul, "Am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" The answer to that question is yes. We also read in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, "It came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgments." And so we see, even though Samuel is doing the things the way God wants him to do things, even his own sons walk not after his way. It was a day when everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. We read in verse 4 of 1 Samuel chapter 8, "Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the other nations." We want to be like all the other nations. There's a lot of lessons for us to learn here. Before we look at this chapter of chapter 9 in the book of Judges, listen to this message and song. Make it your sincere prayer. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Speak. let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus who share. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.
I'm reading in Judges chapter 9, verse 1 through 3. We read, and Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal. Now, Jerubbaal was the name that Gideon's father gave to Gideon. The son of Gideon went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren and communed with them and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether is better for you, either that all the sons of Jerubbaal or Gideon, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your born and your flesh. And his mother's brethren spake of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, he is our brother. Now, Abimelech is mentioned 39 times in the book of Judges. Jerubbaal, the name here of Gideon that was given to him by his father. And Jerubbaal means let Baal contend. Jerubbaal is mentioned 14 times in the book of Judges. Again, it's actually Gideon. Shechem is mentioned 27 times in this book. And to get the context, we need to go back to chapter 8, verse number 30. It says, and Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. He had many wives. Now, the Bible records about these people having many wives. It doesn't mean to say that God put his stamp of approval on it. Neither did he put his stamp of approval on concubines. And we read in verse number 1 concerning Gideon and his concubine that was in Shechem. She also bare him a son whose name is called Abimelech. So Abimelech's mother was Gideon's concubine. Once again, we want to understand here in this study that because it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon or on any one of these judges, it doesn't mean they were spiritual any more than it means the waters were spiritual when we read back in Genesis that the Spirit of the Lord came upon the waters. These judges were raised up to deliver Israel in a physical sense, and it has nothing to do with the spirituality. We've already seen there was no spiritual leadership during the time of the book of Judges, and everyone was doing that which is right in their own eyes. And so Abimelech's mother was Gideon's concubine. Gideon picked her up at Shechem. Abimelech went to his mother's relatives, which were the people of Shechem, and he urged them to follow him rather than Gideon's other sons. Abimelech's argument was that he was of the people of Shechem. I am your part of your family. Well, we read in verse 4, and they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. So he got a hold of some money here, and he hired vain and light persons which followed him. That tells you a lot about Abimelech. Verse 5, he went unto his father's house at Orpah and slew his brethren, the sons of Jerubbaal, or Gideon, being 70 persons upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, or of Gideon, was left, for he hid himself. Verse 6 says, "And all the men of Shechem gathered together, and all the house of Milo, and they went and made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem." Now, down through this chapter and the next verses that follow, we have Jotham, the youngest son, which escaped. We have his parable of the trees and where he is warning them at Shechem what's going to happen to them as a result of this. Well, when we pick it up in verse number 22, we see the end of Abimelech's short 3-year reign as their king. It says in verse 22, "When Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dwelt treacherously with Abimelech." Well, in verse 26 through 29, the men of Shechem chose a new leader. In verse 34 to 41, Abimelech defeats the rebellion there at Shechem. And then in 42 to 45, Abimelech attacks the citizens of Shechem and conquers the city. And in 46 to 49, we have the massacre at the Tower of Shechem. Well, in verse 50, we pick it up and we see God's judgment on Abimelech for all of this. We read in verse 50, "Then went Abimelech to Thebes and encamped against Thebes and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and women, and all they of the city, and shut it to them, and gat them up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came under the tower and fought against it and went hard under the door of the tower to burn it with fire." So his plan is to burn these people alive, and that'll be the end of this problem, not realizing that this day will be the end of his life. We read in verse number 53, "And a certain woman cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head and all to break his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young man, his armor-bearer, and said unto him, Draw thy sword and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew me. And his young man thrust him through, and he died." Well, in verse number 55, we read, "And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man unto his place." And 56 says, "Thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father, in slaying his 70 brethren. And all the evil of the men of Shechem did God render upon their heads, and upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal, or the son of Gideon." He's the young one that escaped, remember? And the curse it's talking about is that parable back in the early part of this chapter where Jotham is warning them what God is going to do. We need to understand that these things are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come, and we need to be admonished in this day and age in which we are living. We are living in exactly the same days as they were living in the book of Judges, when there's very little spiritual leadership in the country, and those of us who call ourselves Christians, even call ourselves fundamental Christians, we're doing that which is right in our own eyes, for the most part. We need to make our prayer our honest and sincere prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that needs to be our prayer.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. heart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power. Hey!